time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Crystal clear in your ear. We are here. What up, Muhammad?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's interesting times, player. Interesting times.
Sound like you just came out of a meeting and got some crazy news the way you
did. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I did not get no crazy news.
Oh, man. Yeah, the times are very interesting. The times going to be interesting for a while. You know what I mean?
This is
the new normal. But
for
I guess if your times ain't interesting, are you interested in the times? Oh, man. What's cracking, though? How you feeling?
Oh, man. Everything good, you know. Had an interesting week, you know what I mean? Automobile weekend going on.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Couple projects going on that, you know, when you're dealing with these old cars, man, projects can hurt your head sometimes, you know. But, you know, so we got a little fender bender with Merlo, you know.
Dang. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, smashed the front grill. It wasn't nothing crazy, you know what I'm saying? It was in standstill traffic on 75, 85, you know, how you stop, then lady in front of me went. We stopped, she went again, stopped, and then she went again. I hit the gas, and she hit the brakes at the same time I hit the gas. So, crashed in my grill, you know what I'm saying? Good thing, bad thing is that she was in an SUV, so she was sitting up high. Her bumper went straight to the grill, and, you know, it didn't crash none of the metal, but I smashed in the grill and the radiator and shit like that, so... I got to get that done, and that's what we're working on.
Now, in a situation like that, is that an insurance situation? Is that some fault split, or is that all on you, or does it like...
Nah, it's on me, because, you know, it wasn't enough to put in a claim and all that type shit, so it wasn't no damage going on in her car, so, you know, it's just...
That's the good and the bad of it. That's the good and the bad, because then you ain't got to pay for nothing, and nothing, you know, they could leave. But this other part is like losing the fight.
Yeah.
Man, they rocked my shit. Yeah.
You got my whole grill smashed in, knocked my mouth out. It ain't bad. It didn't bend the motor or the metal, but shit, 1986, everything bad sometimes. But I went over there the other day to check it out. He got the body work done. You know what I'm saying? Nice. The little part where the hood was bent at the bottom. He got it done. He a master, so... You know, she in good hands. You know, it's just an inconvenience on my side that, you know, it's money, it's parts, it's finding 1986 parts. I'm still looking for this one part that I can't find that goes around the headlight, and it's on the left side, and I keep finding the right one, but I can't find the left one, so I might have to upgrade the lights to the Euro spec, which is a good look anyway, but... all of it is an inconvenience, you know?
Damn, Merlo.
It's not that bad, you know what I'm saying? It's just... this is just something you got to deal with, you know?
And now you still working on the Lex Land?
Yes, most definitely. So the Lex Land is at the getting all of the engine work done, all of the hoses, the spark plugs, fuel line, brake line, all that shit updated. And should be home Friday. Yep, it was supposed to be a little earlier, but it'll be back Friday. And so it's in motion, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you just stuck in the middle of two different things that you weren't expecting and that you don't want to have to be doing, but you're doing. But it's a good time finding the parts, putting it together, trying to figure out how I'm going to play the lifestyle of the Lex Land, you know what I'm saying? I've been following a couple of these guys who cars got Instagram accounts and shit, so I might do one for one of them, for either Merlo or the Lex Land, you know what I'm saying? And then you have to start thinking about what's the lifestyle of this inanimate object that's, you know what I'm saying, a part of the life of the whole thing. You see what I'm saying? So it's like how you how you make something inanimate into something real over the course of the internet.
How you stage it.
How you what's the narration? How do you editorialize the concept?
You see, who have you seen that's doing it well? Anybody could
recommend? It's in a lot of different categories. Some people do it for their pets. Some people, it's a cat that do a, what's it called, RS Journal. He does a car life type of thing. He basically incorporates his family with it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a young guy, you know what I'm saying, with a wife and a little baby. So it's like a new family. And he in the cars. Yeah, so it's rs.carjournal. So you got BMW.
RX, like a doctor?
RS.
Okay.
Car journal. rs.carjournal. And I found him because he has a Land Cruiser, the 80 model. Okay. So the one right before this model. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm just watching how he plays it. You know what I'm saying? He's pretty in-depth with it now because he got like 79,000 followers. So he got a system going.
Right.
He got some merch. Right. You know what I mean? It's cool.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
And then, you know, it's another guy. I think his shit is the old school. Hold on. He in New York and he got a BMW like the Shark. You know what I'm saying? And, he just reposted. He got some merch too. His shit called Miracle Whips. So I fuck with that shit too.
Okay.
Yes.
Got the Kanye. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just looking at how people playing it and just seeing what could be played, if anything, and how I would want to do it. Yeah, it's his thing called 85 Nadine 24. Because it's his.
Oh, you know.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Nah, go ahead. I think I saw you posted that a while ago, right? Because I know, I remember somebody saying, yo, I name all my cars, and we named this one Nadine.
Yeah. That's that cat.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, so him and his wife named the car Nadine because it's a German car, 1985. They looked up what was the most popular German name in 1985, and it was Nadine. So that's what they
mean. Which
is
hilarious. Yeah.
So.
Because I that's interesting.
So.
I was going to say the two Nadines I know, I think both Jamaican.
Yeah, man.
I know Germans. Nadine, I don't know. You know how you know somebody for a name and that's how you see it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's like finding out Ananda is the number one name in Switzerland. You like what?
You know, black people, yeah, adopt names now. We ain't tripping on nothing.
That's true. That we shit, make it ours.
If that shit sounds like some shit, it's ours.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, you know, Samantha and shit like that is like German too. It's like some weird ass shit. Like some regular black names that you know be like.
Like Shauna. Mm-hmm. Well, not Shauna. What's the one? There's one that's like a very, like an Irish ass name. And you like, word? Because it sound black to me. You know what I mean? Might even be like Keisha or something like that.
Keisha and, probably one of them names too. That probably ain't no native African name.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so, that's cool though.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm just seeing how it all plays out and it helps you conceptualize how you want to utilize the vehicles. You know what I'm saying? Just in other parts of your life other than getting from point A to point B. You know, like how does it, where does it live? What does it add? You know, and a lot of times when you're dealing with, I guess people do it with all kinds of cars, but especially when you're dealing with older cars, it's, you're not fitting right into what's going on. So it's like, how do you fit in and stand out at the same time without it just being like, I got a vehicle with four wheels, you know? So how to bring it to life.
Right. Now, that's cool. People like a journey. The journey. You know, people love all types of journeys. So, you know, bring them in. You know what I mean? That's what's up. Speaking of a journey, those New York Knickerbockers, they on their way. They are on their way. You know what I mean?
To the
you
Eastern see Conference it? Finals.
I mean, shit. First time in 25 years, they are on their way. Now, for some, that might just be, you know, the regular, you know, but for us, it's a palpable energy, which I have spoken about before. You know what I mean? So I'm just real in passing.
Yeah.
We on our way.
Knicks fans.
First game
wilding.
Against Indiana. Huh? Oh yeah. No, they don't know how to act. They don't know how to act. There was a part of me that I was thinking about going down there.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? In the midst of all of that shit. I was like, it was that, and I told you, I don't really, really feel FOMO like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was one of them few times where, like, it was a part of me that was like, I kind of want to be out there in the middle of that shit, but I also know I ain't really built for all that, not at this point in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, as soon as I would be there, I'd be like, let me get the fuck out of here, this shit. Because it's a level of energy and even obnoxious energy. We're going to be real about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But look, it is what it is. I understand the context for it all. Part of me is, there's a part of me that's kind of like, could I, like, yeah, it would have been a lot. It'd have been a lot. And it felt like once you're there, you in it. You in the sprawl. Mm-hmm. That shit looked crazy.
And that cat, whoever do the internet shit, I don't know what's, Instagram account that
which
is.
Which one?
That'd be just doing the
side talk.
The fans acting wild. You know what I'm saying? That'd be having the fans talking wild and shit.
With all the bing bong to
our
side talk?
Yeah, that side talk.
They
owe that nigga something because he's developing the fan community. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
He like the mayor of the fan community. And they all have bought into that whole energy that he brought.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is,
you know what I'm saying? It's like, I never knew Knicks fans to be that, but after that, that's who they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It feels like that's to that point. Yeah, I never knew Knicks fans. Knicks fans are engaged for sure, mm-hmm. as long as I've known Knicks fans, but this is a new generation and a new energy, and it's captured in a way where it's like, it's intense. I believe it's authentic, but it is. There's a level of performance to it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To where it's like, we're like I was saying last week about the sixth man. Mm-hmm. How they had that one guy. You know, that's the sixth man. This like these people outside, these fans. You know, like they are gonna give you that energy. You know, obviously y'all can't hear them outside when y'all in the garden, but trust me, man, it was a video where like Stephon Marbury was walking outside and he kind of was just taken aback by all of the energy. There was one video, and again, these people are like all over, like it's sprawling, like I said, but there was one video that I thought this was a testament to, I guess, how good Busta is as a performer and how he knows how to control a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, these motherfuckers be wildin'. Ah! You know what I'm saying? Like, so he step outside. He come out the one of the little exits of the garden. He steps outside. So all these people, they yelling. And then he, like, he put up his finger. Like, you know, just one finger. Put up his index finger. Like, you know what I mean? To get everybody's attention. And then pull that finger to his lips. Like, shh, shh, you know what I mean? Let's be quiet. I mean, when I say he quieted that whole shit and then did like a quick little, I'm on my New York shit. And that shit was, it could have been fire. It was fire, but the generation, I don't know if they were familiar with that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it was fly, the theatrics of the peak performance of it or the crowd control, how he brought them and they were attuned. They were like, he played that shit like a conductor and it just wasn't the record. You know what I'm saying? But
you know what I'm saying? Malcolm X finger up. You know what I'm saying? Shh. And then it went, don't this shit make my people wanna.
Yeah.
jump.
But I don't know if that would have hit.
I mean, that's all he would have got, man. He ain't got, what he gonna do? Chris Brown?
No. Yeah, he couldn't do that. No, but what he did what was probably most relevant.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm on my New York shit. They out here. They on their New York shit. It's just that it didn't really. These kids were probably mad young.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So they it wasn't a bad look, but it didn't hit. It's like there's a video going around If I can find it, I'll put it on the page. But there's a video going around with this DJ, and he's like, he micing it up, and he making a scene. And this, that, and like the crowd's like, okay. And he throw on something that don't connect. Bro. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, ah, all this buildup, and it's, ooh. But anyway, all I say is, to that point, what I want to say to that point is like, we're seeing this new generation of the NBA. You know, not only with the, you know, the Knicks, you know what I'm saying? You're the Knicks going against Indiana. So now you got these new stars. You got Halliburton. You got Brunson. You know what I'm saying? You got all of that. But on the other, on the West, you know, you got the Timberwolves versus the Thunder. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, you got Shea, and then you got Anthony Edwards, and these are, this is the next generation of greats. Mm-hmm. Like the vets, they all home. All of the vets is home now. You know, mm-hmm. all of the stalwarts of the postseason, LeBron, Steph, KD, you know, Kyrie, all of them, mm-hmm. they not there. You know what I'm saying? Like now it's this new generation, and it's exciting to see how these cats create their own new legacy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's new blood.
I mean, and they got to have it.
For sure. Yeah, man. For sure. Or it's one of us going
to
die.
Yeah. Yeah. They got to refresh it. And it take a mm-hmm. while. Like, you know what I'm saying? It took a while to recover after Jordan, for real. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people stuck with it. You know what I'm saying? People came. You had AI. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I missed a lot of that era fucking around because it wasn't Jordan one there. Me, myself, personally. You know what I'm saying? And life and how it went for me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it be like that. Like, so you lose, if Steph Nam getting washed and LeBron getting old and whatever, them people, the new people got to come in and gather that new audience and bring the old ones with them because... You know what I'm saying? They dependent on that shit.
Yeah, and it's happening. It's happening. They're populating. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to see how, you know, just a couple seasons ago, you know, Ja Morant was one of them faces.
Oh,
you know?
Man, that's my dog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He played himself, man. Like, but then he don't know how to fucking quit.
Yeah.
He just keep flirting with that side of it. And he gonna fuck around and get sent to Turkey.
Yeah, well, that's not okay. Yeah, man, young and stubborn. You know what I'm saying? Young and stubborn. We'll see if he could rebound, but it could.
I mean, he can. He just gonna have to chill a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Chill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Either he hit the free agency and that buzz gets his name going a lot more. You know what I'm saying? If he stay or if he go somewhere else, it'll be new renewed interest. It's just that you just can't keep going against the whole system on the court and at home.
Yeah, but you know it's tough because if you young and you getting money and you got a crazy ego, who's going to tell you headed down the wrong path? You might have to really. Shit might have to really crash out for you to realize, and it might be too late.
Right.
But I will tell you this. In this moment, if you're an investor, go ahead and go get that rookie card. That shit with him and Young Dolph. This is the time.
Key Glock. Because
if that motherfucker start cracking again, that shit going to be, it's going to be expansive.
Yeah.
This might be the time to scoop that. Scoop two, as a matter of fact. Scoop at least two. You could sell at the high. But,
Shout out to Ja Morant, man.
Yeah, shout out to Ja. Shout out to Ant. Shout out to Shea. Shout out to Jalen Brunson, them New York Knicks.
Oh, man. You know? Y'all, that's the face of y'all franchise.
Feels good. Yeah, man. Yep. The face of the franchise.
Even Cat smiling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He was on fire this that last game. Cat get a lot of scrutiny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But they winning, so it ain't on them. Uh-huh. It could have went very bad if he got there and they didn't get as far as they got last year.
Yeah. It's interesting, too, especially particularly with Cat, but just in general, just how the game has you know, has developed. But just to see Cat just pulling up for three, damn near every time he get the ball, as tall as he is, he don't barely go to the paint. Mm. He's on some outside Steph Curry shit. And his jumper's not bad. You know, like, when I see all these big men shooting these jumpers, whether it's Jokic or, you know, Cat or, you know what I mean? Like, they just be pulling up. You're like, damn, this is different. This is different. That, you know, that's like seeing an outfielder playing shortstop. But, you know. Yeah, it's good energy, though. It's good energy. I hope y'all are enjoying it. Put your predictions in. I think, man, I don't want. Let me tell you something. This is how, and again, I'm a casual fan, but I'm not going to lie, I still get superstitious, right? So I'm watching the game, the last game, when they closed out the Celtics and blew them out by like 30. They was up by like 30 with, you know, not even a whole lot of time on the clock, but they were good. They had a healthy lead, you know what I'm saying? But there was a part of me, because typically when it's a blowout, you just go turn on some other shit. Mm-hmm. There's a part of me that was like, I can't do it, because if I turn this channel, what if I jinx them? What if they need me?
What if they need, you know what I mean?
They need me on the couch watching. What if I'm the intangible that's keeping this score alive? So in that moment, I realized I wasn't even as mad as Tibbs, because, you know, Tibbs will hold a motherfucker in the game for the whole 48. Them motherfuckers will be up by 30. He still got them playing and shit. So I get it. So new. But, yeah, salute, man. Salute to those people.
Bird up.
Oh, shit, man. What else is going on?
I mean, it's a lot going now. It's a lot like going on.
What you saying?
I mean, wars going on across the sea. You got Trump doing stupid shit every day. Diddy on the motherfucking stand. Cassie talking out of both sides of the defense and the prosecution. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy out here. Yeah. Joey Badass fighting with the baby TDE crew.
The baby TDE crew was crazy. But I guess that's what the new generation of TDE, speaking of new generations. Yeah, Joey out here going in. I guess he set it off. You know, he put out that freestyle.
Well, why did he do it, back, though? What was going on where he had to jump into something?
Well, see, this is the thing. This is the thing, because this is what I looked at it. It felt like he did it to be competitive, right? Mm-hmm. Some people might feel like it could be a bit of clout chasing. It could be a bit of bitterness. Because this is the thing. I think one part of it is, and again, like, I'm not as enmeshed as I could be and better than the stories I could be. I paid attention to it peripherally, you know what I mean? Because it is what it is, mm-hmm. And I'll get further into it. But anyway, I think there's two ways to look at it. I feel as though he went and he put this Rulers Back freestyle out, and, you know, he references Jay-Z's 22 twos, mm-hmm. where he kicks it off, you know, too much West Coast dick licking, you know what I'm saying? You know, when Jay-Z came out with that was back when, you know, Snoop and the West Coast and all them motherfuckers was on top, mm-hmm. and whatever, whatever. So this kind of comes right at the, not at the height, but at the blast off of the Kendrick victory lap, you know what I mean? And, you know, Kendrick is kind of, at that point, had pretty much thoroughly defeated Drake, and it was in his motherfucking celebratory run. Mm-hmm. So I think that maybe this upset Joey in a way to where it's like, okay, he cool, but what the fuck? You know what I mean? What about me type shit? And
you've been acting.
If that's
unique.
If that absolutely. And this is the thing. Like, if that's what it is, let that be what it is. Let it be. And if there's a little bit, because then it's like, I don't want to say throw a rock and hide your hand, but it's also been this whole thing of, well, I was trying to do it in the spirit of Control. Like when that Kendrick verse came out on Control, you know, it shook the game up. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, Kendrick was on a song with all of those people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like just a one-man kind of thing where he's just one person is pointing out one person. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, he talks about that, and then certain people started to kind of respond. I want to say, I don't know who the first person that respond was, but I'm trying to see everybody that was on Control, actually. Well, but anyway, long story short, since then, Ray Vaughn has gotten involved. Ray Vaughn is one of the newer TDE signees. Mm-hmm. Who gets busy. He just put out a record, an album or mixtape called I forget the Dollar Menu, something about the Dollar Menu. It was all right. I expected a little bit more because I think Ray Vaughn is actually real ill. And then there's Daylight, who's a battle rapper, a well-known battle rapper, who I guess is, you know, he's cool with Kendrick in some capacity or whatever. And I want to say maybe some other people have been kind of responding to Joey Badass. Now, obviously, Joey Badass really wanted Kendrick to respond, but Kendrick out here selling out stadiums. You know what I'm saying? And that nigga's like, come on, son. It's like the unfortunately, it's kind of like, you know how niggas in the NBA be doing the too small. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, dog, I just slept Drake. You know what I mean? This man stands on the super top of the billboards. You know what I mean? He's back again. You know, but like I only battle giants. You know what I mean? No disrespect. You are a competent rapper when you do decide to rap. But that's, you know, back when we're talking about Raising Canaan, and I saw Party as B-Rilla, and I asked you, I said, sometimes do you think that rappers turning actors, does it undermine what they do? And I think sometimes, particularly if what you do on screen is a little bit more potent than what you're doing in the booth, and it might even, and I don't know, potent might not be the word, but a little bit more impactful, mm-hmm. a little bit more culturally impactful, more relevant to where people know you as that more than this, you know what I'm saying? It could kind of, you know, it could kind of undermine, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And, you know, like, I feel like the Joey Badass, especially from the onset, the Joey Badass pro era movement, I always said it kind of, it was very reminiscent of, you know, Boot Camp Click, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they were the epitome of backpack rap and underground MCs. But this was like 94, 93, where underground was still viable, right. Just as viable as anything else. Now, underground ain't what it used to be. Like, it's siloed out. So, you know, like, you know what I mean? It's a little different, where it's like you might not have the same level of attention. So back to, why would Kendrick respond if people don't, you know what I mean? Like, right. I feel like this is my last line on this, honestly. It's just, I appreciate the spirit of this. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the fact that this shit is going back and forth. And there's a lot of people, there's a lot of records going, being recorded in freestyles or whatever. And, it, you know, it's competitive. But maybe I'm not, obviously, I'm not even going to say maybe. I am definitely not the demo for it. Mm-hmm. So it's not that interesting to me.
Yeah, you know. And Kendrick ain't gonna jump in to make it interesting, because it's all losses for him. Like, for what?
Yeah,
give the little Joker a chance to come at the king.
Yeah,
you gotta go through my soldiers first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, right. You know, I mean, you know, nice valiant effort, you know what I'm saying? Get some buzz. We talking about him, you know what I'm saying? He getting covered, so it might be his entree back onto the streets of music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Why he wait till the next season?
Right. Wait, you saying what? You talking about for who?
For Joey Badass.
You talking about for Joey?
Yeah, it's a way to get back in the scene. People talking about, like I said, people talking more about him about this than any other little shit that's been going on lately other than Unique. So,
right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's a way to get them back outside.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's funny. Somebody just texted me. The homie just texted me about the, yo, you've been keeping up with this Joey Badass TDEP. It's funny. So, yeah, to your point, yeah, people are talking about it. This is probably the most relevant he's been musically on this level. You know what I mean? Where it's like, it's in the news, people are covering it, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'll tell you this. One thing about, you know, Instagram, that's different from the blog era, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, these accounts are kind of like blogs. Mm-hmm. When they report these battles with these songs and they put them in a carousel, mm-hmm. it don't hit the same. You know what I mean? Where you got to go from slide to hear the whole song. Mm-hmm. They need something to where you can let that whole shit be. You know what I'm saying? It's not the best coverage. You gotta go to YouTube or something.
Make a reel, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas trying to
make a long ass reel. Something. But yeah, go from slide to slide is like that. For me, again, because I'm not the demo. I lose interest by the third. If it's more than three slides, of, you know what I mean? The bars is all right. You know what I mean? There's a lot of lyrical miracle. You know what I'm saying? Ain't a whole lot of melody, no real hooks. It ain't us, which is just won a whole nother award. But wow. Yeah, this is hip hop, hip. You know what I mean? It's the real deal.
It's you know the real.
This is cypher shit.
Yeah. So, you know, it's whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Got to do what they got to do to keep the crowd buzzing. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Niggas got to do what they got to do to keep their Instagram page buzzing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't be mad at it.
Everybody out here got work to do. The internet don't sleep, and it needs something. Mm-hmm. It needs something every day. You know what I'm saying? You got to feed that shit. So,
yeah.
That's all niggas is doing. And we are victims of and participators in at the same time. So.
Yeah, it's the attention economy.
Mm-hmm. So, you know. That's that.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. But anyway.
But I was paying attention to that goddamn season finale.
Whatever,
we're going to get to it, I guess.
Yeah, we'll talk about it real shortly. No real doubt. Shortly, actually. I was gonna say before we get into it, I want to say just I went out to the Village Vanguard last week. Uh-huh. Went to go see Emmanuel Wilkins.
Uh-huh.
He's I think I might have talked about him once before in here, but he's a saxophonist. It was Emmanuel Wilkins Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
It's him, Micah Thomas on piano, Rioma Takanaga, mm-hmm. I believe, on bass, and Kwaku Sumbri on drums.
Mm-hmm.
And, my man, Kwaku was getting busy on them drums. But overall, they all were rocking. That shit was fire. That shit was really good. I had never been to the Village Vanguard before. You know, being in New York, all of this. I never.
Damn.
Walk past it all the time. But I've never. Like, there's a lot of, for New York City to be such a jazz city, I've barely scratched the surface. I've been to the Blue Note a couple times. I like the curation of the Blue Note, but I don't like the layout of the Blue Note. I don't like you are super on top of each other. I'm just not the fan of mm-hmm. how you seated in there. I've been to the Mesro, never been to Minton's, you know what I mean? Never been to Smalls, any of those. I've never been to the Village Vanguard. So I seen a cat, Emmanuel Wilkins, who I'd heard about a couple years ago, was performing at the Village Vanguard. I was like, let me go check that out. You know, I like to go see live performance, see people, you know, getting it in. You know what I mean? Like, just to cultivate some inspiration, as I like to do. And also to go to a legendary venue, you know? And that shit did not disappoint. Shit was really, really dope. It was a good-ass show. Shout out to the brothers that work at the Village Vanguard, some young brothers and shit that, you know, it was cool representation in there. Mm-hmm. Felt good. It was fire. It was a really good show. So I might be going to a few little jazz shows coming up. I appreciate it. What I appreciated about it, cause like I just, you know, I'm not the biggest jazz fan. And I've said before, I'm not really a big fan of the horn. Not all of the horns. I've told you before, like, as dope as Miles Davis is, that horn, sometimes that shit be so, like, it be fucking me up a little bit. I like some keyboard work, some piano work. I like the drums, but that horn.
Like smooth jazz.
Not smooth. It's not smooth jazz. It's just like, no, I like some shit with some hop, some soul in it. But the horn particularly, I don't know what they call that. There's a name. I don't know if it's dissonant. But, like, you know how they say, like, nails on a chalkboard. Oh, sometimes when the motherfucking horns, the trumpet maybe, certain horns, when they hit these notes, that shit, that shit is ridiculous. This shit, that ain't like that. That shit was vibing. But anyway, my point is, you know, a lot of times, most of the times, you know, like, I'm not steeped in any of these cats' discography. There's certain shit that I play just to listen to it. Like, I listen to jazz when I write, right? Mm-hmm. Oftentimes. So, but I think when they performing, they're not always doing what's on the record. They jamming, you know what I mean? Or they improvise it. So it could go anywhere, and you just in the setting of just like, you surrendering to whatever's rocking, mm-hmm. you know? And put your phone down, like, you know, put your phone away. You know what I mean? If you got a drink or whatever you're doing, you chilling. You just sitting there enjoying the fucking music with the people. Mm-hmm. As in live. Like, it felt good. It was cool. I enjoyed that shit. Not all jazz. There's other people, like, I seen some people coming up. So I was like, let me check these people out because I might want to go back. And yeah, to your point, some of that, like the smooth jazz is not really my vibe. Mm. It's gotta have some soul to it. It's gotta have some oomph. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's gotta feel a little dynamic. There's some smooth shit that I like, but not like let's go shopping, you know what I mean? At fucking in a department store. No elevator music, you know?
No Kenny G.
But yeah, nah, Kenny G is it's fucked up because Kenny G was what's the word? Just so all over the place that it became cliche. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, it just became cliche. The whole presentation became like, he almost became a prisoner of his own success. And I'm sure that cell is probably well appointed. Mm. You know what I mean? But it is one of those things that, you know. People are like, oh yeah, that's that Kenny G shit. That's that Skinamax. You know what I'm saying? That's mm-hmm. that old, you know. Anyway. But you fuck with jazz?
Yeah, man.
Or you been any jazz?
I haven't been to a jazz club in so long.
Where you been? What jazz clubs have you been to?
I've been not all them shits. I've been to Village Vanguard was actually one of the first places I went when I came to New York.
Okay.
When I was visiting, before I moved, when I was visiting, you know what I'm saying? That's uh-huh. when, like, the Village Voice had all the happenings of what everything was going on.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? So mm-hmm. the girl I was talking to at the time, she was a big, let's look at the Village Voice and find something to do. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we went to Blue Note, Village Vanguard, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know the name of all the clubs, but you know when Gregory Porter started popping, we was shooting him a lot, mm-hmm. so we was moving around in some of the places that he was at. He had a little small spot in Harlem that he used to play at. I think it's Stanley's or something like that. You know, I'm not big on the jazz scene, but I mm-hmm. got my records I listen to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got my Coltrane. I got my, you know what I mean. And when I'm on some abstract shit, your Sun Ra, you know, mm-hmm. It was this group when we were shooting Gregory Porter that was, we interviewed out in Detroit, and they called it Griot Galaxy. You know what I'm saying? It was on the mm-hmm. lines of like that Sun Ra shit, but they was on their own vibe. Just some real mm-hmm. out the ordinary ass. They was on, you know what I mean? It's just like, during a time when everybody was getting radical and mounting up and riots happening right after the killing of Martin Luther King, they formed a group and started producing this radical, This shit only got no words, not a lot of words, but you know what I'm saying? It's just left. Like, oh shit, these niggas on something else. And you could tell that was the niggas who was like, yeah, with the afro and the shades, you know what I'm saying? Smoking the joint, yeah, right on. This was the right on type crowd. This one for your regular old people going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Right on, brother. Uh-huh. Shit. I wish a nigga would.
Right. Solid. Yeah, exactly.
I'm from that type of crowd. You know what I'm saying? I was born into that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when I hear it, I could hear the people that my pops was around, them I could see them.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Because the music felt like how they felt. You know what I'm saying? They weren't playing music. They was just moving around, talking to each other, and had a certain revolutionary vibe to them. You know what I'm saying? My pops converted to Islam. It's a different kinds of people that you ran. You know what I mean?
Felt like the movement.
It was the movement. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, like some of it you see wash out, some of it you see how it work. You know what I mean? And it was talking about, you know, investing in your own communities. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to be worried about the white man for nothing. Build your own shit. And then it was niggas who actually did. You know what I mean? So you look at Brother Rasul, who got Rasul's, with everybody street cats body clothes for the clubs and shit. You know what I mean? He's still around. But he invested and bought that plaza right there in Mop City, which, you know what I'm saying, which was revolutionary. So that's the type of spirit that a nigga was kind of born into. So you kind of adopt some of those things as far as the feeling of the music you're looking for. So the horns don't bother me when they, you know what I'm saying, because I know they talking with it. You know what I'm saying? They're supposed to be counter to Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be. So I could dig that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't dig Miles as much as I dig Coltrane, but I understand.
So I could listen to Coltrane. That's the thing. I could listen to Coltrane. Right. Like, it's something about Miles' horn. I know he's the OG, one of the Dundadas, but a lot of that shit I can't really get into. But let me ask you this: where are you at with the? Are you tapped into any of these new cats? That's what I'm saying. Like, I guess that's the theme of what we talking about: the new generation.
I'm not that tapped in.
You fucking with any of these? Yeah,
I'm not. You know what I'm saying? It's so much attacking your attention that it's hard to find unless you looking. You know what I mean? And then, you know, as you get grown, you get more shit that's begging for your attention. You know what I'm saying? Bills and work and fucking shit. So you know, it's harder to just, I'm going to discover some music today. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go dig through the crates. I should add that, but I don't have that. So
I still try to discover.
No, I still try to discover, but it just don't be music. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I get you. I hear you.
And that's, you know, maybe that's something you add to your rapport, because it's something that helped put you where you at. For me, you know what I'm saying? Digging through the crates, discovering, you know what I'm saying? Then you get the sampling, then, you know, this how you got to where you at. This how you discovered all this shit. So, you right. Negro therapy.
Yeah. I just seen a line, I guess, from one of the baddest, I guess, Joey. Oh, this is from 2022. Who's the best MCs? Kenny, Joey, and Cole. The Holy Trinity. It's 95 till infinity.
Well, ain't no big three. It's just big me, player.
Sorry about that. I gotta go solo now, y'all. Y'all stay cool.
Cause you were never in
do
this.
What y'all wanna do? Yeah, man.
It didn't work out. It didn't work out how it worked out for Jay-Z, huh? Niggas ain't die.
Oh shit. Well, Nas still alive. Nas was in that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, yeah. But Biggie, Jay, and Nas. You know what I'm saying? And then Big died. You know what I mean? And
but Jay made some hits after that.
I'm not discounting Jay. I'm just saying.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, to that point, if we playing that offense, you gotta play the offense all the way through. You gotta throw some fucking bombs.
Yeah, you gotta. You
can't be a bunch of just running. Yeah, you can't just be witty. You gotta
make some hits.
Yeah, throw some hits out there so where people are like, okay, you know, like, cause it all it takes is like even with Kendrick, there was a lot of people that was looking at Kendrick sideways 16 months ago, mm-hmm. and then that Not Like Us turned out, and now. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers playing stadiums, playing the Super Bowl.
He was going, you know. He damn sure did. He had the best package, man. He ran that shit for a year, did the Super Bowl, and running that shit on tour.
Yeah, man. The strength of a hit. You know, and I think nowadays, as much music as is available, and I guess now radio isn't as prominent as it once was. Maybe it's harder to get a hit or to get like an undeniable hit, like a hit, not even an undeniable hit, but like a expansive hit where shit is just impacting all regions, all points of the globe. Like, oh shit, like this is a moment. Those shits are few and far between, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but when they happen, the way people look at you is way different.
And, you know, while Joey don't have none of that, you know what I'm saying? I think just taking the shot puts him back in the conversation enough
for sure
to launch and take it from here.
Yeah, yeah. And just like all of them other cats, Ray Vaughns and the Daylights and all of them, they like, well, fuck it. If this is an opportunity, let's try to get in on it. Similar to when Control came out. There's a bunch of people that came out and tried to do their Control responses. And, you know, it became like a little class action suit. You know what I'm saying? And
Roxanne all over.
Yeah, sometimes you got to get in there. Figure it out. See if it worked. Maybe it don't, but it was a shot. It was a shot from 40.
Roxanne.
And it banged off the rim. Yeah.
Roxanne's Revenge. Roxanne Shantae. Yeah. Roxanne, this Roxanne.
Right. Roxanne's next door neighbor. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Roxanne's fucking landlord. All of that shit. Roxanne's cousin. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like Ray's Pizza back in the days. Motherfucker had to be like, not Ray's. Get his shit. That's the shit. Oh, man. Shout out to all of them involved. We'll see where it goes. It's at least 10 records deep in this battle already.
Damn.
Which is wild. Yeah. Yeah, it's like at least 10.
Ain't nothing shaking the world fast yet. But I guess if you're young, you shaking. In it. You know what I'm saying? You might be.
I think. I don't know. I've seen a lot of people that's not. Even the young. Even the young kind of like, But there are people. You know, this is the thing, too. I think that, like everything else, it seems like everything became so siloed, right? So there are, it's like politics. There are, you know, the Joey Badass fans. There are the Ray Vaughn fans. And they like are so staunch that it's almost, they almost kind of negate themselves. You know what I mean? Similar to like with the Drake Kendrick shit. There was not much conversion. Similar to the Kamala Trump shit. Like it's just like, this is our person. We rep our person no matter what. We're not even considering the other shit. Whereas I feel like back in the days, it was like, let the best record win.
Right.
You know, like everybody wasn't so brand loyal.
Well, and you know? Everybody didn't have a fucking voice like that. You know what I'm saying? You had your silos. You had your barbershop. You had your classroom, your bus. You know what I'm saying? But you didn't get to come online, tag the artists, you know what I'm saying, and try to jump in their day. You know what I mean? It's like now the comments are part of they one of the characters. You know what I'm saying? Like like they say, the sixth man in basketball. These niggas is the third man in the battle. You know what I'm saying? They got a voice. You know what I mean? And people sign up for who they sign up for and they rep it. You know what I'm saying? From the advent of them super fans and the Swifties and the Beehive and the Rihanna Navy, that the internet mount people up.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like it becomes theirs. They have armies, But with that, there isn't much, like, the fact that people could actually be neutral and just listen as it comes and, you know, like, may the best man or woman win, it don't really be like that as much anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, we not even looking at the results. You know what I'm saying? As far as it's concerned, we won. Like, yeah, there's still people that are Drake fans that's like, he ain't lose.
Nah, right.
What you talking about?
Yeah, because your algorithm gonna support your algorithm. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, but even if it's not even just an algorithm thing, it's just like, I think it's your own, you still got a choice in the matter. You saying, nah, fuck that. I don't even, like, I'm making sure that shit ain't on my algorithm. As a matter of fact, I'm putting, don't suggest this to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I'm a conscientious objector.
You reporting everybody. You reporting everybody on the other side.
Yeah. Whereas back in the days, it might have been somebody in Queens that was like, yo, nah, that KRS-One record is hard.
Right.
I hate to say it. That shit's fire.
Yeah, it's a price of, yeah, it's all that. You know what I mean? In real life, the conversation is different, too. You know what I'm saying?
True.
You know, the internet will say, you know, yeah, Kendrick killed that nigga. Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. But you in that club, that Drake still come on. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the people still do what they do to it. It ain't like that nigga ran him out of business. He just, he soured his image right now on the internet, you know. And it ain't as sweet as it used to be, but he damn sure ain't out of business.
Nah, that's true.
So Drake fans will say that. Kendrick fans ride off the success, and welcome to today in the internet.
Yeah. Well, speaking of business, you know what I mean? Speaking of out of business, let's talk about this finale out in Queens.
Yeah. Welcome to the Raising Canaan recap, spoilers included.
Absolutely.
If you don't want to hear the spoilers, you know what time it is.
Slide out down. You know what I mean? Don't even worry about it. No hard feelings.
You know
no
what hard feelings. Time it is. Yeah. Anyway, you know, we started off with Kanan wilding. He upset because it's Crystal, you know what I'm saying? It was found to be dead. You know what I'm saying? He mad at the world. He mad at everything. He think the world is against him. Everything that happens around here is going to happen bad to him. Everything he loves, something going to happen to him. And, you know, him and Chuk in there, and he throwing shit all over the place. 50 Cent doing his narration about how you should keep that shit to yourself. And he's doing the opposite. So, you know what I'm saying? Then cut to Unique and Rock and Lou on their visitation over there to the tailor shop. And, you know, Unique is very indignant. He ready for war. You know what I'm saying? He just need a green light because he can't wait. You know what I'm saying? So he talking cash shit. You know what I mean? You know, asking Lou where the fuck he been. I thought he was, you know, on the bottle. You know what I'm saying? Sucking on the bottle like the crackhead on the last piece of meat. You know? Lou had to suck that up.
You know, I used to fuck your sister.
Yeah,
that's when you went crazy.
You know
I was hitting
your sister.
You know, I used to hit this. I was hitting this shit. She like it
rough. She like to tell me what to do. You can't come in here and tell me what to do unless we fucking again. You know,
Rock's composure, boy. She's got the illest composure. Her poker face is one of the best.
Right. And you know, throughout the show, we get to see how she's dealing with, you know, men, their egos, misogyny, the whole fucking nine yards, and how she works through it and works past it and gets to still be who the fuck she is. Which, in this particular episode, you know what I'm saying, when Lou was talking to Kanan, he breaks that down. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, probably not to the best of the outcome, but we'll get to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he went with too much momentum. You know when you kind of win in the argument and you throw some more shit and it's like, you should die, nigga. Dang.
Like, you know what I'm saying? He should have stopped when he said she
So you're more of a man than all of us.
And all the niggas you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so he could have put the period right there, let the silence speak for itself. Then this nigga. Furthermore, you know what I'm saying? Your grandma asked us to kill him. You know what I mean? Kill her. You know what I mean? Put a needle in her arm, put her to sleep because she was in pain. You know what I'm saying? Me and Marv, we couldn't take that pain. But your mama.
Your mom.
She took that on her back for all of us.
Shot your grandmom in the head. Fuck a syringe.
He might as well say, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, by the time he finished, Kane was like, oh, she killed everybody. She killed my grandma. She killed OC. She killed goddamn Crystal.
D-Wiz.
Yeah. Motherfucking famous. He got her paid for all of the wrong murders, loud and wrong.
Everybody, loud and with conviction. I'm going to say this, though. I watched two episodes because I went and watched the first episode of the latest season of The Shy with my sister. Since it was only one episode, we was kicking it. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to put her on the Raising Kanan, right? Mm-hmm. So we watched the first episode of the first season, the pilot and the second episode. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to see from the beginning, so much shit has developed, but it was good to kind of, based on what we've been seeing, I totally forgot, like, some of these names, I be forgetting. Mm-hmm. So, like, when he brought up D-Wiz, like, he brings up D-Wiz a lot. Mm-hmm. D-Wiz was one of the homies. That's where he caught his first body with D-Wiz, you know? And I know you are a famous denier, but famous was he was the fucking, what do you call that shit? He was the comic relief of the show. Like, he was a heart. Like, in that beginning, it was really, he was having this is in the beginning when they were still having dinner at the diner out there. Yeah. He was part of the family. Right. It was interesting to see all of that. See them, you know, young and what they're gonna turn into and all of that shit. But yeah, it just kinda, it reminded me of, like, two things. One, Kanan has been loud and wrong and doing too much from the beginning.
Right.
Stupid, like, just immature, don't listen. You know, after the motherfuckers then shot at him, he still don't think it could happen. You know, he had the opportunity to go to Stuyvesant and all of that shit. He fucked around. He wanted to stay with his people. That's some idiot shit. But then also, what was the other thing that I peeped? That was just, it was consistent. Rock was just cold calculated. Just that when they killed D-Wiz, and I totally forgot about it, but it was the hell of a send-off, if you remember. Like, you know, they had to let somebody drop. I forgot that Unique was the man from the first episode. He was the man. He's grown in stature, but, like, when we first in the pilot, Unique was the young get money motherfucker. Like, right. All of the young motherfuckers was looking up to him, you know? And so, you know, like, when Kanan, Famous, and D-Wiz thought that Unique and them was encroaching on Rock's block, and they didn't know that they had, you know, they had struck a deal, and they wound up killing the kid, the kid who was the boyfriend of the girl that Kanan used to like, whose mom's was a crackhead. Like, all of this shit. But anyway,
Nigga went back.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you go back, it's so much context. But what I'm saying about Rock being so cold and calculated, because either they was going to kill Kanan, they needed somebody to kind of, they had to make up for that death. So D-Wiz had to go, unfortunately. It was collateral damage, and it was just crazy. This is back in the days of, what's my man's name? Symphony? I think his name was Symphony. Like, all of these old characters, I totally forgot. It was like, oh, yeah. She's in this shit. They jumping off. And this early on, this is straight butt-ass naked Patina Miller. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was wild. So then, like, they just got that jumping off. Lou hit her with the home run. You know what I'm saying? Like, she just caught a body. And she's like, yeah, that was my son. He's just going to sleep. And you're like, damn, yo, she's off the chain. And it's been that since. It has only gotten better. But anyway, that was a digression. Let's get to it.
That's a good, you know, bring us back to, you know, where we came from, whence we came and shit.
Right.
Let's see. Then we back to Kanan and Juke. Kanan is dead set on blaming Rock for all the murders, every one of them. Juke ain't all the way sold, but she ain't giving up that, and she got questions too. So, you know what I mean? She then, you know, that comes back later when she meets up with Rock and and
that's a good scene.
And Rock was like, "Girl, you already know I ain't did that shit." You know what I'm saying? But she's like, "I don't know shit." You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And she's inserting herself in the game anyway, so that probably felt good to challenge the head mama of the bunch, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And insert her will and, you know, let her know that shit, I was watching. Even when you wasn't looking at me, you ignored me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got little traumas from Rock. Like, that ain't your mama. What is you talking about?
Right. You only saw me because I was next to Kanan. You like, damn.
Nigga, that's my fucking shit come kid. Out? What the fuck are you talking about? Where was your mama?
Nigga, I saw you, though. I saw you was at the diner with us. What you talking about? You was eating waffles.
Little ungrateful motherfucker. And she was like, you better watch your motherfucking mouth how you speak to me.
Yeah.
Because you grown now. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to be responsible for the murders that fly off your tongue.
Right. I'm going to have to hold you accountable. I have to hold you accountable. I just want to let you know now, you know, this ain't friends and family, though. Let me just real fast, real quick. Just a side note. Why when Kanan went to go visit Grandma at the cemetery, why didn't Grandma have no dates on her on her headstone? She had the little circa stone. It was just like 1 month and another month. No dates. No birth date. No death date. It was just like, I was like, what is this?
Nigga didn't have time to buy a real one.
They just hit her with a roundabout. Man, that was crazy to me.
So they have a tense standoff, two great actors doing their thing. And I also believe, and I know everybody else has their role, and you know, you got our stars, you got Rock, you got your Kanan. I think Juke probably has one of the best build outs of the characters. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Through the whole thing. Like they cared. They did her character with intent.
Yes.
You know? So
and she killed it.
Right.
Hayley Kilgore is a beast,
So that was cool that they had that scene. But then she goes home talking to Marvin. You know what I'm saying? Marvin settling into what everything really is, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you had company last night, yeah, it was old girl. It's like, damn, I didn't even know old girl got down like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, making sure that she know that he cool. Like, this your house too. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
So, Marvin growing as a father. You know what I mean? Then she questioned about did Rock know something about old girl? And he was like, nah, Rock wouldn't do that shit. That ain't even her style. Right. Like, I mean. And we know shit that them motherfuckers ain't had shit to do with Rock business. You know what I'm saying? So he like, nah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So then next time Juke get with Kanan, she trying to tell him like, nah, he dead set at this point. He already made up his mind. You know what I'm saying? Talk to Grandma. Nigga, fuck it. You know?
Yeah, and he got Snaps and Pop out there.
Puppeteering his ass.
All fucked up. Got his head all fucked up. And then to that point about Jukebox and Marvin, like, is important to show that they really were showing that she just feels like that's probably the one person that she's the closest to. That's the whole reason that she's staying in Queens.
Mm-hmm.
First, she feels most connected to. They got through their shit. He accepts her.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is kind of everybody else. She loved Kanan. You know what I mean? Right. Like, she going to be by his side. She's not going to work for him. She'll be by his side. It's interesting that, to your point, everybody has such trauma with Rock. You know what I mean? Like, but I always thought that Rock treated her well, but she did. That's the thing. But, you know, yeah, but everybody got their grievances.
She a mad teenager. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She's looking for a reason to be in the streets and be mad and kill people and shit. She's looking for a reason to be Rock.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, so you know, they had their discussion. He tells her, nah, it ain't none of that shit, whatever, that what you talking about. But, you know, Rock went to see her Chinese connect. He out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Kill me.
She tried to threaten him. He's like, shit, I don't care. Then she's like, well, I kill a lot of people close to you. I sent them back to China already.
They already they gone.
I'm the last
she killed
one
them
left.
Last week. Yeah, they gone.
So that she out, shit out of luck. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then you know when. When Rock and Lou went to see Unique, she basically let them know that you got people too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that he tried to play it cool, but that sat on him. You know what I'm saying? So he took his ass out there to try to get some Italian verification before he bust some moves. You know what I'm saying? So he went and softened up the wife of Sal. And Sal's wife got so mad that they won't let him do shit that she went over there and, you know what I mean, raised some noise. They ain't show it, but when he had the conversation with Stefano, he was saying that she came in and brought a lot of noise to him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's mad. And, you know, it's the second time I've noticed it, but Unique be real handsy with that widow.
Oh, I mean, he really is flirty. Flirt McGirt.
I mean, it's beyond consoling. He is groping. And she with it. You know what I mean? I'm thinking, like, what's going on? He's stepping in. He's stepping in. This is lady now.
He trying to get his shit done, man.
Yeah, man. It's funny, too. I think it was her. These animals. The Italians love saying that. That's one of their little go-to for these fucking animals. But yeah. Russo and Stefano, they have their had their meeting, you know what I mean, on the bench. And Russo pull a move. Russo stabs the shit out of Stefano, but seemingly he didn't kill him.
Right.
You know?
It looked like he died. Swing. But later on,
it looked like he was over.
Yeah, later on, when Unique went to see him, he was like, I just need to bust these moves. If I don't bust them now, they niggas ain't gonna listen to me. And he was like, man, listen, do what the fuck you gotta do. Because I pulled the move on Stefano, and he ain't die. I missed.
And if this, I fucked up.
He was like, damn, if this nigga live, it's going to be woe.
He said, nigga, I'm about to move to Atlanta. I don't know about you, nigga. I'm on going to China with my man from the fucking Golden Dragon.
Yeah,
I'm about to move in with
you.
Yeah, man. Hurry up, nigga, because he's going to come back crazy. Marvin finally killed Early and the DoorDasher.
Was it the DoorDash? Damn, I thought that
it
was
wasn't
his
no
boy.
DoorDash back there. But it was—I don't know if it was his boy or actual delivery guy who he just followed up to the spot.
Because it wasn't no DoorDash in '83 or '93.
No, I know that. But what I'm saying is somebody bringing in some food.
Bringing food, yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe it was his homie. But maybe it wasn't because he was like, "Dog, I ain't got nothing to do with it." He was like, "That's what they all say." Wow! And then he took the food, so it got Early off the table. What else? What else happened in this episode, man? Before we get to the real deal.
So once, you know, Rock and Marv have they fall out. Well, she, you know, belittles him. The shit that he hates the worst, but he obviously ain't gonna do nothing to her. But she sons the shit out of him. You day late and dollar short, nigga. Fuck shit up. You always fuck shit up. You always a day late dollar short. Nigga.
Just like she shitted on Jukebox. You just like your father.
Right.
Jumping into some shit off balance. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know what's good. Yeah, she
had to
she
do
cut
something.
A motherfucker down.
She wasn't going to take it. Just sit down. Nah. She ain't go all the way in, but she wasn't going to just take that shit.
It's only Kanan that she'll really take some shit from. That's it. Kanan, I guess a little bit of a Unique, but she could probably gonna kill that nigga. But oh, you know,
nah, she playing the game with Unique.
She bided her time on that one, but you could tell she got her cut down ability from Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma knew how to cut all of them to the quick.
Yeah, she knew cut all to the core.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You just like your daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Sloppy. Uh-huh. I'd rather be like him than you. Yeah, right. I don't think so. I don't think you mean that, Juke, but I feel you.
Yeah.
Some
other shit happened.
Well, you know, Kanan meets up with Snaps and Pop to try to.
Uh-huh.
He's still trying to figure out if they got more information on Crystal. They right. trying to get this business done while his head in the spin.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, yeah, son, we'll talk about that. You know what I'm saying? Let us figure that shit out. But I want you to meet my nephew. You know what I'm saying? Coming off a successful stint in East New York. Just landed in Southside Queens.
A stint. A successful stint, like it's the corporate world.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like he just got reassigned.
Right. Exactly. Now he's the regional director. You know what I'm saying? Pink houses.
This nigga got a soliloquy for a nigga every time he introduced.
Oh my goodness. He's a visionary and an executor or whatever. That nigga, boy. Nigga Snap's going to hit you with some wordplay, boy. Right, yeah, like, he's going to say some shit.
This nigga is a product. It's like it's a progeny, a product of greatness.
Hell yeah. He'd have done a great LinkedIn endorsement. You know, right. He got motherfuckers that write some shit for you, recommendation. Yeah, he going to give it to you. So then old Shalik Moore. Is it Shalik? Yeah, Shamik, my man. It becomes like low-key a bit of a, it's looking like it's going to be a bit of a Wu-Tang reunion. Joey Badass and old Shalik on the same show.
Mm-hmm.
But he pull up in the cherry red Porsche. Mm-hmm. And I'd heard people, I seen some stuff online. So about, you know, when they did the little trail and they showed the dap, they didn't show him, but they just showed Kane and give somebody a pound. It was like, is this Breeze? Did they just introduce Breeze? You know, they'd be finding all of the little Easter eggs and shit. And I was like, who the fuck is Breeze? You know what I mean? Like, again, I don't remember a lot of these people.
It's one of them names. He's a big character, but he had no real roles except for when Ghost was at his crib.
Yeah.
And Ghost
They never
him.
Showed him. He just mentioned him. Always mentioned
nah,
him.
Nah, Ghost killed him. We was there when Ghost killed him.
We seen a Breeze character
get
killed?
Yeah, it wasn't this one, but it was another nigga named Breeze.
And Old Power. Okay, because
Old Power is Breeze, but it wasn't him.
And no, I know it's not the same actor, but what I'm saying, okay, because he's the Ghost one that put them all on.
Yeah. Ghost was at his crib. Yeah. Ghost shot him at the crib.
Right. Okay. Okay. I didn't know he shot him at the crib. Okay. Because I know they've been cut into scenes where like Kanan talks about how you could trust somebody, but you could look them in their eyes and smile in their face and still kill them. Because I guess he really was the guy. And they made it seem like he put all of them on. But from what we're seeing, maybe he was a little bit more senior, but Kanan was... He was somewhat, you know, he was a candidate.
Ain't
he wasn't
running his own operation.
Yeah, well, he did a little something, but it's just not like to the degree that we hear Breeze did. Yeah, he didn't work for it, but he got his cyclists.
Yeah. You know I'm just saying, he's trying to make a name for himself,
right?
And
right,
supposedly Breeze gave him the you know what I'm saying, the lane to be him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, got it. Okay.
And put Ghost and them on. You know what I'm saying? So maybe we'll get a Ghost and Tommy next season. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then I guess, you know, whoever Sean Mama is. You know what I'm saying?
Because Kanan is a lover, man.
He's a serial monogamist.
Yeah. Wait, did somebody turn up pregnant? Oh, I'm thinking of another show.
We thought that first girl was going to be her, but nah.
Crystal, it wasn't.
No, the one with the crackhead mama, like you said.
Oh, Devon.
We first thought that was going to be her, but then Crystal, you know, that would have been a stretch because it seemed like they would have casted it different. And now we going into the final season knowing we got a Breeze. You know what I'm saying? Kanan's on the rise on his own. We don't know if he shot his mama, but he definitely pulled the pistol and shot a shot at the house.
Well, okay, let's talk about that. Let's get into that because that's mm-hmm. the last thing.
Yeah, let's
do.
Hold on, before.
Let me okay, go ahead. Let me see if I'm missing.
Yeah, only thing else is Unique set the war and started burning down the shops, burnt down Stefano Fish Spot. Pet Spot.
And Lou kidnapped Pernissa.
Oh yeah, Lou kidnapped Pernissa. So
Pernissa and the kid, they took him from uptown.
Yeah, Lou good at the street shit.
Oh yeah, no, Lou. You forget Lou's good at what he does. He's like, yeah, he's a valuable employee. You know what I'm saying? Even Unique kind of made a sideways compliment. Like, damn, nigga, he kind of disappointed. Damn, shit, Lou back? Right. He a little worried because he like Lou when he's a fucking drunk.
But like when they pulled up in there to get Pernissa, and B Rilla mm-hmm. was all nervous and shit. Mm-hmm. Hey, hurry up, man! Hurry up! Let's go.
Right.
Lou ain't happen. Flinch. You know what I'm saying? He just made that shit happen, nigga. You know what I mean?
This is the question I got for you regarding Pernissa, Lou, and all of that. Mm-hmm. Do you think you could tell if a car was tailing you?
If you got gold BBSs on, nigga. Sitting low. That,
but he was still. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, what the fuck? Is this gold? This what he got? What he driving? Acura?
Looked like he was driving a Vigga. Looked like it was an Ag Vigga. Yeah,
so he driving an Ag, nigga. And you done seen this Ag 3 times in 3 different locations with these gold BBSs. This nigga sitting right out
but
front.
But I guess you didn't see it.
Obviously for the show, but come on, man. Ain't no other gold BBSs on the block.
Right.
This is the.
Okay,
is,
now.
You see this shit. But it's
now,
TV.
If it wasn't gold BBSs, what if it was just a damn gray Toyota Corolla?
Right.
Do you think you would spot a tail?
Me?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Not
you.
In this day and age. What the fuck are you telling me for?
Okay. I'm just asking. We having a conversation.
No, when you young and wild out in the streets. You know what I'm saying? You be doing all this extra shit like somebody telling you. Or like, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like you got ops and shit. But you know,
looking over your shoulder.
Looking over your shoulder about nothing.
Right.
For the most part. But.
Right.
But. These days, nigga will be following me all over the fucking place. Nigga be in the pickup lane, nigga. Chick-fil-A, Chipotle.
judging this nigga. Damn, nigga, this nigga done went to Popeyes and Chick-fil-A. Sheesh.
You know what I'm saying? This nigga went to Popeyes for himself, for his kids, get in the car and judge him.
Oh, you know what I'm
saying? Then you get them, they want to go to Chipotle. Come on, man.
That's funny. That's
I'm like them people. I'm like them chicks who be like, nigga kidnap me. I talk so much, they'll give me back. That's how I am. The nigga telling me, he be like, man, fuck this shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. That's funny, man. I saw this girl. She had a video. She said, what's the joint? The spot that had the Listeria.
Chipotle.
Yeah, he said, I go to Chipotle, go get me one of these whatever's, and they telling me my credit card is canceled. My credit card is getting declined, so I call the credit card people, and they talking about it must have been fraud, because this person done been to Chipotle 6 times between Sunday and Tuesday. Like, listen, nigga, this is my credit card. Mind your business. This is what I do. It's like, damn. That shit was funny as hell.
That's my daughter.
Oh, she's a Chipotle head?
Oh, my goodness. She loves Chipotle.
Yeah. Yeah, Chipotle winning. After I got the Listeria for the third time, I never went back. But people seen that, they forgot all about that.
Yeah, that seemed like a corporate battle to me. But
what you mean?
It seemed like they set that shit up, but
you think it was some haters?
Yeah, it was corporate hate. You know what I'm saying? Because they had became the fastest, mm-hmm. goddamn fast casual spot, taking money away from the fast food spots.
I'm
just it might be a little bit of a conspiracy theorist, a little bit.
Could be.
Not bad.
Could be. And they were supposed to be looking like they were like healthier than everybody else.
And they was winning. I mean, that's when lines was down the street.
Right.
That shit never stopped my kids. But go ahead.
So, let's talk about it. So, Kanan pulls up on Rock. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie to you. First of all, this scene here, this was, and I've been saying this, and I want to say it on it, or, you know, on this platform, but I just want to say, I feel one, Raising Kanan is prestige television. I'm going with that. I see a lot. I've seen this prestige television umbrella get bigger and bigger, and be putting on all these somewhat weird ass, you know, halfway decent white shows up under there, and I'm prepared, unfortunately, for the Emmy snub, but I feel like Patina Miller, if not Patina Miller and Haley Kilgore, need to be nominated for an Emmy for this past season. But if we keeping it 100, Patina Miller killed this whole season, right? But this scene, this shit, man, I ain't gonna lie to you, man, this shit, nigga, this, the room got dusty. I ain't gonna lie to you, nigga. Like, just see it, how Kanan about to kill his moms, and she's trying to tell him, look, dog, I did not do any, all of that shit you're saying, I didn't do the shit that you know I did. I already told you. I told you about D-Wiz, and I told you why. I didn't kill your friend Famous. We didn't house the kid and all of that shit. I ain't got no problems with your girlfriend. Why would I kill your girlfriend? Nigga, I'm your mom's. I'm not lying to you. And I were, I'll put that shit on my son. You know what I'm saying? Which was the ill Uno reverse card, nigga. I'm putting it on your ass, nigga. Fuck is you talking about? Well, she flipped the word to mother. She was like, hold on, son. It's on you, nigga. And I, you know what I mean? I love you and I'm trying to do this for you. I only live for you. Like, said all of that shit, nigga. Nigga got dusty in my apartment, nigga. I had to stop and collect myself, nigga. I was like, yo, get my shit together. But nigga, that shit was like, oh shit, nigga, this is emotional.
The beauty.
And then go ahead.
The beauty the of that scene was how you could actually see that she's actually scared.
You know what I'm saying? Cause she does so much with just her eyes, dog.
Right.
She's an actor.
Right.
She's an actor. Yeah. You can see her processing the shit. Yeah.
The fear and how am I going to get out of this shit. You could actually see her working through that shit like she working through it for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know.
And surrendering to it. Like,
yeah, at the end, she surrendered.
It's going to be what's going to be. If that's how you feel, you know what I mean? Like, I can't change your mind. I gave you everything I could. You know what I'm saying? I did all of this shit for you. And that, again, watching them first two episodes really put it in perspective, dog. That's the whole shit. She been trying to shield him from this. And it was so far gone. He seen everything, just like Jukebox seen everything. They were right there. They were like witnesses. They were eyewitnesses to all of that shit. So it was just like they was in the game before even being in the game. And you can't tell them kids that they ain't grown. That's all they wanted to be is grown and down with it. And, you know, in the beginning, Kanan was like, you know, I'm out here trying to protect you. What if you die and all this other shit? He was a mama's boy. But so then he go to shoot and it fades to black and you hear the gunshot. Now, a couple things. First off, my question is to you, did he kill her?
I don't know. I'm of the belief he ain't did shit because power, you don't see the body, the niggas living.
Yeah, I know you always say that. Yeah, I was there, you say that. That's what you always say. Yeah,
you
like,
don't see the body. You know what I'm saying? Why would he kill Rock off camera? You know what I'm saying?
That was the other thing. I was like, if he killed or that, whatever happens, they got to open up season 5 with whatever happened. Mm-hmm. There's no way you got Patina Miller all of these seasons and she gets killed with no fanfare. Right. Like, you got to see the body drop. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If it's going to go down like that. Now, the other thing is there's a couple theories going around. Some people say Jukebox killed her. Right, because you remember, Kanan say, if you ain't with me, you against me. Now, I don't know if I believe that, because I think that when Marvin says she ain't had nothing to do with it, I think Marvin holds more sway with Jukebox than Kanan. Mm-hmm. She see this nigga Kanan's emotional and bugging.
There's another thought. Because everybody know Juke has, she's smart about things socially. And what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Smarter than Kanan. Right. Kanan more emotional. But go ahead.
He's a hothead. Yeah. So there's that. But then there's the other theory is, you know, Juke got on the horn. There's the theory that she called Garcia. And Garcia might have shot Kanan. Or, you know what I mean?
Who the fuck is Garcia? Oh, the police.
The cop that she been, you know what I mean? Like, there's that thought. Like, because she definitely made the call, and we see Rock's on the phone now. I don't think she called Rock, because Rock wouldn't have been caught off guard.
Nah, because Rock was on the phone talking to somebody else.
Yeah, it wasn't Jukebox. It wasn't like, yo, nigga, watch out. Kane is coming over there to kill you. It wasn't that. It was some other shit. You know, probably Symphony calling from the past. Hey, what's up? You know what I mean? It's been a while.
It was business. It was business. So I'm out. Probably Lou or somebody. It was business.
Yeah. It's probably Lou saying, yo, we got Pernessa, you know what I mean, tied up, you know what I mean, whatever, whatever. But anyway, so there's the theory that maybe Garcia killed her, or killed Kanan, or shot Kanan, or whatever, whatever.
We know Kanan ain't dead.
We know Kanan ain't dead. Then there's also the talk of, they say that, because the other thing about if Jukebox was the one to kill her, which I don't think happened, but you know, they say... They pulled up this old tweet where Courtney, what's Courtney's last name? Taylor? What's Courtney's last name?
Kemp.
Power.
Kemp.
Courtney.
Kemp.
Courtney Kemp, who I didn't realize wasn't part of this. She's been gone for a while. But Courtney Kemp said, you know, they asked, like, what's up with that scar on Kanan's face? They said they got that from when him and Jukebox got into a fight. She put that scar on his face. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's where that, because at some point, I guess, Kanan and Jukebox, they become enemies at some point. And it's like, well, what's going to be the straw for that? Mm-hmm. Whatever, whatever. But, I mean, that's all of the speculating I got. What you think? What you think of it? What did you think of the finale overall? What you think of, what's some of your theories?
The thing was cool, you know what I'm saying? I think we ain't get, you know what I'm saying, no live action deaths. You know what I mean? But I think it summed up everything, and I think the purpose of it was to move into that final season with momentum. They got it.
Right.
They got enough. Right. They got enough now that they could just start closing all these stories step by step through the finale.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And have we got an Italian war about to go. You know what I'm saying? We got Unique and Rock going. We got Lou back in the business. Motherfucking Marv is somewhere hot because he's being sunned and sidelined. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying?
Jukebox.
Got to stay there to protect Marvin and do some more killing and stay in the game. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Become the Juke that we came to know, a ruthless motherfucking police. Kanan got to turn into Kanan Stark, you know, that ends up getting sent to jail. We got Ghost and Tommy. Got to be introduced in this motherfucker some kind of way.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
Maybe Snaps and Pop get shot.
Snaps and Pop's got to go. Even though they good.
These niggas got to go, man. They manipulating. Yeah, they moving it around. We'll see how that goes.
Right. So they done brought him all the way in the fray, because now they got him, convincing him to work with Unique. You know what I'm saying? Working with their nephew, you know what I mean? They feel like they got this shit under control, you know? I guess they coming out of retirement, seeing that everything falling around everybody. Rock going to be out of the picture, you know what I'm saying? We got Unique on our team. Who else, nigga?
So you think Rock is dead?
No, I didn't say she was dead, but, you know.
She going to die.
Snaps and Pops is moving with the intent of spinning her out of the way, making her, rendering her powerless.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Because if Unique already at her, they feel like, you know what I'm saying, he'll probably get to her. If not, her son already against her joining with us, so she's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Stefano fucked up because, You know what I'm saying? They know Stefano gonna be under pressure. So it's gonna be crazy. So it's a lot. It's a lot for them to dig from to make a action pack last season. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no reason for it to drag. So we'll see.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait. And that shit don't happen till what? When is that shit? June. Next summer?
June.
This June coming up?
Nah, I think it's next June.
2026. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I would say, damn, that's crazy if that's coming up like that. Yeah, I think right we now. Still got Force to go and BMF is coming back.
Force.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, by the third week of BMF, niggas will be pulled into it. You know,
BMF. Yes, Force.
Oh yeah. Force. You never watched Force, huh?
I started. I was like, I can't do this.
It's not good, but it's like I I'll watch it. It's one of those where I'll watch it. I can't front and say it's great. It's my least favorite of the powers, but it started to get, it was better, the second season was better than the first season, I'll say that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So maybe this third season, maybe they go out with a bang or whatever, but BMF. I don't know. Anything else coming up show-wise?
Everybody talking about this for forever. I'm a peep that.
Oh, you know what? I tried an episode. That's how we got into Raising Kanan. Cause everybody was talking about it. And you know, I fuck with the reputation of NBA. Mara Baraka Kill. I'm fucking our whole shit up. Shout out to Mara Baraka Kill. And obviously Judy Blume, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the black take on the Judy Blume series, who my sister was familiar with, the Judy Blume series. I was a big Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing fan. But so I had seen the number one and all of that shit, and obviously you want to see some black shit rocking. I turned it on, and I'm a double back. Probably got about halfway through the first episode, and I just couldn't get the tone. Like, shit wasn't really developing. It just kind of felt like, I don't know, I gotta at least give one episode to see what it is.
Right.
I don't know. You
know what I'm saying?
Did you watch it? I watched the first episode.
I've gotten about 6-7 calls. You know what I'm saying? People saying that Wood Harris's father character reminds them of me. So I'm intrigued. You know what I'm saying? He's getting a lot of burn on the internet for black fathers.
Got it. So, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's worth me giving it a shot. You know what I'm saying? Even though, But then the real reason I'm going to fuck with it is because we don't get no black coming of age stories of, you know what I'm saying, just a nice, simple life type of thing. You know what I'm saying? A girl next door and a dude in school trying to figure out life. We don't get that type shit. We got to be doing something extraordinary, or we going to be some killing. It's going to be like coming of age, like nigga go from a baby to a goddamn criminal, you know? So.
Well, we get it every so often. It's few and far between, because what I noticed is it also started to get a lot of comparison to All American, which is another show I didn't really watch, but I did notice that, you know how they say rising tides float all boats. I did notice that All American started to surface in the Netflix algorithm based off the success of Forever. You know what I mean? And then I remember, what was that shit? Lincoln Heights way back in the day. I don't know if that's streaming anywhere, but I remember them buying ads in the Good Vibes back in the day. But yeah, it's been a while.
So it's good to have that type of narrative in the atmosphere to see it, you know what I'm saying? And to play a part and make it go, especially when you're part of that in real life, you know what I'm saying? But then you don't support it on the TV, then you're like, well, niggas don't support it. No need to make it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? No, it's true.
So it's true. Fuck that. I'm gonna support that shit.
That's what's up.
And it ain't, you know what I mean? I wanna see what Mara did with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to see it. I'm gonna watch it because again, like to my again, like I said, I watched half of it. It was kind of, but I have not heard anybody say it's whack. Not at all. Nobody. I ain't do a super deep dive. I've been kind of avoiding real talk about it because I ain't want to hear no spoilers. But anybody that I've heard speak about it were like, they fuck with it. And right when they go into it, I kind of just tune out because I don't want it to get fucked up. So that's why I came into it excited. And, you know, like, I got to get through the first episode before I pass any real judgment.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's good. To your point, man, it's good to see some black people, you know what I mean, that thriving and not on some traumatic shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's a cool look for Wood Harris, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's a good look for him to even jump the shark from always being, you know what I'm saying, The Wire. Avon Barksdale, Paid in Full, Boogie. Ace Boogie. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Man. From his gangster roles, per se, dope dealing hustler roles, to mm-hmm. Black Fathers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which I think was intentional in this fucking piece. You know what I'm saying? I haven't mm-hmm. seen it yet, but I think she probably was looking for somebody that could blur the edge of, you know what I'm saying, some edge to his name, to his reputation. But also be a father that's there all the time doing what a father does. You know what I mean? Yeah. So,
and I fuck with Karen Pittman, who plays the mother. She was on The Morning Show, and she's on something else too. Mm-hmm. She's a beast. She get busy, but like she was on The Morning Show and something else that I can't remember. But like, yeah. So it's good. This, you know, it's good casting and shit like that. So
word. So you know. I'm gonna check that.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
talk
yeah.
about it when you come back. Shit. I guess that's it. Oh yeah, she was on it just like that. What are we gonna say? Listen, this week, Arlington, Virginia, Arlington Draft House. If you in the DMV area, then in the Arlington area, come through. We still got tickets available. I want to see motherfuckers come out. That's on Thursday. That's Thursday the 22nd. Then on Friday and Saturday, the 23rd or the 24th, I'll be in Philadelphia at the Philly Punchline. One show each night. Come through. Tickets are available there too. DamianLemon.com. You can get tickets to all of those shows and the upcoming shows. We got Austin coming up. We got Batavia coming up. We might even have some other things posted on there. But DamianLemon.com to get some tickets. Still on sale. Still on stage. Still talking shit. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. Yeah.